Greetings from Financial Services Online. I am Paige Estrutori, bringing you the Daily Financial Services News Wrap for Sunday, October 6th, 2024. We kick off today with some insight into the dynamics behind rate decisions of the Reserve Bank of Australia, or RBA. Sticking firm at a 12-year high, the RBA maintains its interest rate at 4.35%. With no changes over the past seven sessions, analysts anticipate no rate cuts until next year at least. This is reliant on inflation trends as the headline inflation dips to a comfortable 2.7%, aligning closely with the RBA's target. In contrast, attention turns to New Zealand, which eyes a significant 50 basis point cut. In the coming days, we can expect the release of Australia's economic indicators, including stats on building activities and household sentiment. Meanwhile, global markets responded positively to encouraging U.S. job reports, boosting stock indices. However, on the home front, it's been a bit of a slide. Friday took a toll on the Australian Securities Exchange, or ASX, as global economic uncertainties influenced a dip. The ASX 200 index saw a decrease by 55 points, or 4.67%, descending to 8,150. Despite buoyant iron ore prices, the materials sector led the losses, falling by 1.18%. Market giants like BHP, Rio Tinto, and Fortescue felt the pinch, BHP notably declining by 1.74%. On the flip side, escalating oil prices spurred the energy sector, with Woodside Energy growing by 2.23%. Not to be outdone, Light & Wonder, a leading poker machine maker, also saw a profitable day, gaining 7.78%. Switching gears, financial institution ANZ has agreed to an $85 million settlement following allegations related to its former car financing division's loan commission practices. The core of the case addressed ANZ's use of flex commissions, a problematic system that was scrapped by the ACCC in 2018. This system allowed car dealerships to set their loan rates, causing inflated costs for consumers. While ANZ did not admit wrongdoing, this settlement might be seen as a substantial victory for impacted borrowers. We await court approval for this settlement and anticipate reactions from other implicated banks. Lastly, a glimmer of prosperity for young Australians as they face the challenge of rising housing prices and living costs. A recent report from Australian Super reveals a bright future for millennials and Generation Z, with superannuation guarantees set to increase from 10% to an expected 12%, younger generations may well see their retirement savings magnified drastically. Interestingly, a third of millennials confess they'd have less than $10,000 saved for retirement without compulsory contributions. Despite current financial strains, it's comforting that our robust super system assures future financial security. That rounds out our industry news for today. For information on insurance, finance, superannuation, and money management, visit our website at financialservicesonline.com.au. Join me, Paige Estrutori, again for your next daily dose of financial news. Thank you, and see you soon.